Okay, we're on Chav Dalad Amar Aleph. Bom Minei Rav Yochanan Mishmuel. Yesh Avelus V'Shabbos Uvein Avelus Shabbos. Rav Yochanan and Shmuel, there's two ways of learning this Shaila. Either we're talking about Avelus this Farhesia, right? Do you have Avelus, public Avelus on Shabbos or not? But everybody agrees that Dvarim Shebetzina you do have. Or the Shaila is by Dvarim Shebetzina. Is there any Avelus on Shabbos? Right. Surely everybody holds that there's no public Avelus, but private Avelus, does that apply or not? There's two different ways in Rishonim how to learn the Shaila. Yasti Rabbanan Omarlei ain't Avelus for Shabbos. So he said, no, there's no Avelus on Shabbos, and again, it would depend what the Shaila was, what the answer was. Either there's no public Avelus on Shabbos, or there's no private Avelus on Shabbos. Yasti Rabbanan Kamedra Papa, the Kamre Mishmei de Shmuel, Ovel Shishimesh Mitasu Bimeevu Chayiv Misa. An Ovel that had relations during Shiva is Chayiv Misa. Amarle Rav Papa Osir Itma. So Rav Papa said, you've got it all wrong. First of all, it wasn't said that it's Chayiv Misa, just that it's Osir. Umeshmeid Rav Yochanan Itma. It wasn't said in the name of Shmuel, but in the name of Rav Yochanan. The Ish Nielachu Meshmeid Shmuel, and if you heard something in the name of Shmuel, Hachish Nielachu. This is what you heard. Omer Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimei Omer Shmuel Ovel Shlo Parva Shlo Pirim Chayiv Misa. If he didn't let his hair grow and he didn't tear his clothing, then he's Chayiv Misa. Shneimar Rasheichem Al Tifru Vikteichem Lo Sifromu. It says by by the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, you shouldn't let your hair grow and you shouldn't tear your clothing. Velo Samusu. Mashma that somebody else who didn't do these things would die. You won't die if you do it, but other people will die if they don't do it. And Tosa says probably only asmachta. It means that other people usually do that. You shouldn't do it, but not that if other people don't do it, they're going to die. If you do it, you'll die. But not that somebody other who doesn't do these things is chayiv misa, even bidei shamayim. It's an asmachta. Ha'acher shloparav shlopirim chayiv misa. That's the asmachta. Omer Rafan Bar Papa Tana Be'evil Rabosi. It says in Maseches Evil Rabosi. It's one of the small Masechtas. Ovel also the Shamish Mitasu Be'evla. That an Ovel is not allowed to have relations during Shiva. Umaisha Be'echad Shishimish Mitasu Be'evla. Somebody did do that. Sham to Chazer Miskaviyasu. In the end, according to one chat, he died. And the pig snatched his body. Or that a pig bit off his aver, Rashi. And the Gemara is just telling that of all the Isurim of an Avel, this is the more serious one. And that's why it could be that we had before that Tashmi Shamita is also even on Shabbos. Even if you hold an Avelis b'Shabbos, even private Avelis, but Tashmi Shamita is Taka Osir. Or Tashmi Shamita is also even before Bura. We had before. So the Gemara is just saying that's a more serious Isser, and therefore it may apply at times when the other Issuri Avelus don't apply. Rashi, Avel Rabosi is Maseches Smachos. The so called Gufo. Either a pig snatched his body after he died, he could be Omar Aver Shalom. Omar Shmuel, Pachas Chova, and Shabbos, these things you must do to show that you're not being Misado, Pachas. And Nesa Rishus, and these things you're allowed to do. What's Pachas? Priyas Harosh, right? You have to uncover your head, and during the Shiva, during the weekdays, you cover your head. In Avel. We don't do that anymore, we'll see why, but in any case, the Avelim, like Teimonim, they do that. They sit with a talus over their head the whole Shiva. But Priyas Harosh, on Shabbos, you have to uncover your head. You don't cover your head up if you're in Avel. Because that would be Avelus before Hesia. Chazores Kera Zeches. You have to turn the begotten kruim. If you don't have other begotten to change into, you can't display the tear publicly. You have to turn it around so people don't see it. Lachorot and Zekivas Amidin. You have to put your bed up normal. Because all of these things are Avelus before Hesia and they're Asur on Shabbos. Those are all a Chova. Ne'ilas sandal. However, you don't have to wear shoes on Shabbos because people sometimes walk around their house in slippers. Tashmi Shamita, you don't have to not refrain from living with your wife. According to this, there's no avelus betzina on Shabbos, so you're allowed to live with your wife, but you don't have to. It's not avelus befarhesia. And rechitzas shadayim v'raglayim b'chamim arvis rishus, and washing for Shabbos in warm water is only rishus. This man diomer is a machlokus whether you have to wash for Shabbos altogether. So this man diomer holds you don't have to. And therefore, if you don't want to, it's not something that's befarhesia, it's only betzina, and therefore it's not necessary to dafka do, because avelus betzina is mutter. Rashi, shepriyas harosh, megaleh ovel rosho b'shabbos, ve'eno misatif. He doesn't cover his head like an ovel does on Shabbos, because that would be avelus befarhesia. You must do them because you're not allowed to display avelus publicly. Not everybody puts on shoes on Shabbos. So it's not called avelus before Hesia. Rav says also, you don't have to uncover your head. You can go with the head covering too on Shabbos. Ushmuel, Maishno Nilas Hasandal, the Rishus, the Lav Kuli Alma Vida de Sai Misanayu, Priya Saroshno, Ami Lav Kuli Alma Vida de Megalu Reshayu. So Rav said you're allowed to go with your head covered because not everybody uncovers their head on Shabbos, so it's not considered Avelus of Hesha. So why doesn't Shmuel hold like that? Why does Shmuel hold you're allowed to go without shoes because people, not everybody wears shoes? Why can't you go with your head covered? Not everybody uncovers their head on Shabbos. Like Rav said. Where's the Shmuel atame? The Omer Shmuel called Kera she'enu b'shas chimu meno Kera. Shmuel said two things together. One is any kriya that you don't do b'shas chimu, meaning at the time that the person died, when you're really upset about the death, is not, you're not yotze kriya with that kriya. The chol atifa she'enu katifa yishma'elim meno atifa. And if you don't cover your head like the Yishma'elim do, right? In other words, the proper way really would be, that's the way you have to make Atifas HaTalis also. Atifas Yishmael. The way the Mishnah Berurah says is that you bring the talis down till past your nose, till your mouth. But they ask on that, L'chor no Yishmaeli walks around like that unless there's a seeing eye dog. So they say what it means is that you cover till your eyes, and then you take the other part of the talis and you cover your mouth. What's it called? Till your nose. So the eyes and the nose are uncovered, but the bottom of the talus is covering the bottom, and the top of the talus is covering the top. That's the way an oval had to go around too. What's it called? But, what's it called? Since that is clear, then you're doing that because of Avelis, that you can't, Shmuel says you can't do on Shabbos. Because it's not everybody does it like that, except if they're an oval. Mochi Rav Nachman ad govi de dikna, that this atifas Yishma'elim is until your chin, until your beard, and that's what we just described. Rashi. And it could be that's the reason we don't do that, because it's people aren't knowing to do that bechlal bizman hazeh, and therefore the atifa that we do would look ridiculous, and therefore it's not covered on niftar, and therefore we're not knowing to cover our head by an awful. What?
Just do everything else.
That,
I mean, people aren't knowing to have kriya.
No, kriya is a mitzvah. It's not, that's not the avelus, right? This is a minig of shiva. So the people walk without shoes. And it's in your house also. Locally on the Gali Rishel, the Shabbos. Not everybody uncovers their head, but not everybody does not have atifas Yishma'elim, and according to Shmuel, that's how it has to be, and that looks like avelus. Okay, b'shas chimum, b'shas hascholas hatzar. When the person dies, that's when you have to tear kriya. B'shas misa. B'chol atifas she'ena katifas Yishma'elim, hilkas kivan d'chol yimei shavua shu'u avo misatif Yishma'el. The whole weekdays, he covers his head this special way like Yishma'elim. And eino notla b'shabes. Nira kenoig avelus. If he doesn't take it off on Shabbos, right, it's clearly that he's doing it for shame avelus. The kule amelo nehigi batifazu el avelim duvar. Only avelim are knowing like that. Mochli Rav Nachman, Atifas Ishmaelin, Gubin Dikna, Gumo Shabalech, Ilamata Mipiv, till the bottom of your mouth. Okay. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yochanan, Loshonu Ela She'in Lo Menalayim Baraglov. Aval Yesh Lo Menalayim Baraglov, Menalo Mochichin Olav. Right? That which you're not allowed to cover your head. Okay? You have to uncover it. Okay? To show that you're not an oval, that's only if you're not wearing shoes. Then people are going to say that the reason you're covering your head is because of avelus. But if you're wearing shoes, then that's mochiach, that you're not praving avelus and you're covering your head just because you want to cover your head. And then it's not called avelus but for heshia. If you're wearing shoes, it's obvious you're not an oval. You're not doing it the same avelus. He doesn't have to cover his head. And therefore, betzina, you're allowed to cover your head as long as you're wearing shoes. There's a shayla rishonim whether that then lets you do everything else that an oval you have to put in the kara. Can you leave the kara as long as you're wearing shoes or no? Torn clothing is obviously avelus, and that the shoes don't help. But covering your head, some people sometimes cover their head or whatever. Some say that since bisman hazeh we're not knowing bichlal katifas ishmaelim, so you don't have to cover your head with a talus like that either. And therefore, many people are knowing to cover their head with the talus without doing katifas ishmaelim, because that's not the way people bichlal, except for Arabs, walk around today bichlal. Okay. Now we're going back to the. Kol kera she'eno b'shas chimum eno kera. Any tear that you tear, not b'shas nisa, you're not yotzei kriya. The Rav says v'homer l'shmuel noch nafshei d'rav. They told Shmuel that Rav died way after the 7 days. Kora lay tracer money. He tore 13 begadim on different days, so it was after the shiva. Right? It was the begadim, not 13 different begadim he was wearing. 13 times he tore his regular begadim. So obviously it was on different days. So the Gemara assumes that this was not all b'shas chimum. Omar ozu gavra d'havi mistafina mine. The person that I was afraid of, because he used to ask me good questions, is gone. Omar le Rav Yochanan noch nafshid Rabbi Chanina korale placer itzli milsa tore 13 silk clothing. Omar ozu gavra d'havi mistafina. He said the same thing. Person I was afraid of. He used to ask me good questions, is gone, or that he's afraid of him because he used to give him mussar. So he kept him in line. So Moshe Shani Rabbanan, the Kivans called Shaita, Midkarish, Masayu, Kishaschim, Dami. The Rabbanan are different. Whenever you remember their Torah, it's mamish like they died then. So that's called Shaschimum. Tosus learns from that this halach of Shaschimum, that the Kri has to be done, the Shas Misa, is not Dafka, but Shas Misa. But whenever you revive the same feeling at the time of death, you could tear them. Therefore, the minute we have is to tear either by the kvura, which also brings around the same feelings, now the person being buried, or at the levaya, we tear because we don't let people tear b'shas misa because not everybody knows how to tear. So we tear when somebody can direct the people how to do it properly. So with either b'shas the levaya or b'shas the kvura, or any other time during the shiva that for some reason there's a hesped or something like that, which is ma'orah the avelus. Omer le Ravin bar Rashi de mistafina mine bekushis. I was afraid of him because he asked me a lot of questions. Okay. Omer le Ravin bar Ada le Rava. Omer talmidcha Rav Amram. Right. Your talmid Rav Amram said the following. Tanya. Avel kol shiva korea lefonav. The Imbola Hachlif Machlif, the Korea. Whole 7 days, right? First he tears B'shas Misa. And if he wants to change his clothing, he has to tear the new clothing he's putting on. Okay? So Morris says, so you see, it's you're tearing Shalom B'shas Chimu. So Morris says, Ahiba covered over the Imo. Right? That's talking out to father and mother, out to Kibbut Avoein. That's a new Kriya. But Enoch Enami, that the original Kriya had to be B'shas Chimu. The Gemara says, Olshin Kroim, since these Kroim are only the Kibud Avraim, they're not the real Kriya. The real Kriya by a father and mother, you're never allowed to sew up regularly. How about these extra Kriyas that you tear in Begodim, that you change during Shiva, Al Kibud Avraim, you tear again. So can you sew them up or not? Misachim o ein misachim. Pligi bo avua de Raboshio bar Kapora. So on this point, the father of Raboshio and bar Kapora argue whether Chadom or ein misachim. One said you can't sew these up either, ever, completely. The Chadom and misachim. And another one said you could sew them up completely since they're not the real, the Iker Kriya. Versus Tishtayim davua de Raboshio de Omer ein misachim. Let's establish that it was the father of Raboshio who said that you can't sew it up. The Omer Raboshio ein misachim. Right? Because Rav Hoshea said on this that you can't sew it up. Moshe says, Miman Shmielay. Because Rav Hoshea said that, didn't he hear it from his father? So it must be the father of Rav Hoshea was the one who said you can't sew it up regularly. Lav mi avua? Moshe says, lo mi bar Kapora. Rabbe, he heard it from bar Kapora, was his Rebbe. He didn't hear it from his father, he heard it from his Rebbe. So there's no proof that the father of Rav Hoshea was the one who said you can't sew it up regularly. Maybe it was bar Kapora who said it. Omar Rava, Ovel Matayo Beunkli Besoch Beso. And Ovel is allowed to, what's it called, wear his Beged Karua on Shabbos as long as he's in the house and nobody is around to see it. So that's not called Avelis Prefer Hesia since nobody sees it. Abaya Ashkechel Rav Yosef, the Parim Le Sudra Reshe, Vozo Vosu Bevese. Right? Poris Le Sudra Reshe, Vozo Vosu of Osu Bevese. Omerle lav sover lomar in avils b'shabbes. Omerle hocham Rabbi Yochanan. Dvarim shebetzina noeg. Right. Since I'm in my house privately, right. He put on what's it called? Atifas harosh. He put on a sudar on his head, which covered like you're supposed to cover your head during the shiva. So he wore it on Shabbos. So he asked him, "Don't you hold that you're not allowed to show public avilus on Shabbos?" He said, "Yeah, this is not public. This is private." Rashi. Machlit the Koreyach, but he's not Shaschimu. The Koreyach see it, he's tear, even though it's not Shaschimu. So Mar says, no, over there, the Iker tearing was Bishas Misa. And here it's just covet Avaim to do it again. Covet Avim Shonu. Avalakule Alma in Koreyach, but Shaschimu. Man Shmiel Rav Oshio, Hada Omraim and Masachin, Shmami No, Haida Omraim Masachin, Avuad Rav Oshio. Must be, he heard it from his father. So the father of Oshio is the one who said that you can't sew it up. Unkali Cholik Shikoro. The beged that he tore, he wore on Shabbos. The soch day, so she betzina mutter linu gavelus b'Shabbos. And betzina, Rashi says, you're allowed to be noe gavelus. Mashmi, you don't have to do it betzina. It's only that you don't. It's not usher to be misabel. Other rishonim learn that anything that's betzina mamish that nobody knows about, right? Like tashmishanita is a chiyuv. These kind of things which somebody could know about is a rishus since you're doing it privately in your house, but you don't have to do it. The paris sudra reshe b'shabbos mishumatifa, the noi gavelus.